We'll begin the Gemara now, Mitzvah Hashem, the last line of Daf Beis Amin Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. The Gemara now is going to bring another Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Shavuos, which is a little bit parallel, a little bit similar, but yet, in contrast to our Mishnah, all we have is Shtayim Shein Arba. So let's learn the Mishnah. At the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, the Mishnah gives three cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. One is going to be Halacha in Shavuos, the other is an Halacha in Tumas Negoim, and the third is going to be our case of Shabbos. And over again, even in the case of Shabbos, it says Shtayim Shein Arba, and that will lead to Gemara's Kasha. In our Mishnah, it's Shtayim Shein Arba times two. Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba. A person has to bring a korban ol v'yored if he violates a shvua. And we're talking about a shvua's bitui. And for example, a person says shvua shelo ochal, which is called a shvua lahara. He sort of puts himself into a detrimental situation where he won't be able to eat. Let's say shvua shelo ochal kikar zu. And he violates the Shavua. So the Torah says, Nefesh ki si shava, this is Vayikra Hei, Levate bisfasayim lahara o lehetiv. And we're going to see what lahara o lehetiv means. Vehevias Hashem al Hashem. So if he violates the Shavua's bitui, he brings a karban. This karban is a karban osham, and it's known as a karban olav yori, which has to do with the financial situation of a person, if he's an Asher, he brings a Kivsa or a Seira, and if he can't afford that, he brings Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yonah, one Lechatas and one Li'ola, and all this is a Kapara for the Shvuas Sheker that he took. He violated the Shvua. Now, the Torah says, Lahara Ola Hetiv. What does this mean? In both cases, Lahara Ola Hetiv, he's taking a shvua on the future. And he says, Lahara, I won't eat something. And then he violated the shvua and he ate. Lahetiv means, he says, I will eat something. And at the end, he didn't eat it. And he violated the shvua. That's the interpretation of Rashi. The Tosa Rashi has a different interpretation, just the opposite. If he's nishbal lechol v'lo'achal, that's Lahara, because he was Lahara al-Atzmo. And if it took a shvua shalol lechol and he ate it, that's called a hetiv because he was metiv liatzpo. But be that as it may, both cases are shvuas liosid. He took upon himself something for the future. These are the two shvuos that the Torah addresses explicitly in the pasuk lahara olahot lahetiv. But the Mishnah says, shtayin shehein arba. What does that mean, Shtayin Shein Arba? So although there are two Shavuos, Lahara Lahita, that are explicit in the Torah implies in a Ribui that there are other Shavuos. And that's going to be a Shavu L'Sha'avar, not L'Asit. Because the Torah says, L'Chol Asher Yevate Adam B'Shavua. And that's a Ribui, L'Chol Asher Yevate. So in addition to Lahara Lahitiv, which is in Vayikra Hey, in Pasuk Dalid, now we have another pasuk a little bit later on in pasuk vav. It says lechol asher yivate adam b'shvua lechol zarabos, another two shvuos, and that's called a shvua sheker al she'avar. And that's the case where he said I didn't eat. He takes an oath that he didn't eat, and in truth he did eat. Or he takes an oath that he says he did eat, and in truth he didn't eat. So these are cases in which he's chayv a karban shvua for violating a shvua sheker, but it's not explicit in the Torah, it's based on a ribui, and that's called Shtayim Shein Arba. And now we turn to Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to now quote an additional Shtayim Shein Arba. Once again, the pattern is two that are explicit and two that are derived from a ribui in the parasha of Tumas Negoim. And the Torah says, also in Vayikra Hei, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol dover tome v'nela mimenu v'hu tome v'yoshem. So now we're talking about an ashma, some sort of guilt, because nela mimenu, he forgot. and he was nogea bedomer tame. So the Gemara in Shavuos explains that this is a case of shogeg. He forgot that he was tame, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was tame. He forgot that he was tame, and he ate kodshim betuma. So tame is not allowed to enter into the Beis Hamikdash until he's metar himself, and he's not allowed to eat kodshim until he's metar himself. In these cases, if he was mezid, he went into the Mikdash b'mezid b'tuma, or he ate kodshim b'mezid b'tuma, he's chayv kares. But here's a case of shogeg, and he brings a korban. And again, this is another case where he brings a korban olah v'yored, as we discussed earlier in Shavuos Sheker. Now, in addition to this violation of what is explicit in the Torah, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, she ate kodshim, we have another pasuk that's going to be marbe two other cases. And the drasha in Masechta Shavuos Daf Dalet is that he's only chayev a shvua on what's called the yediya b'tchila, a shicha b'emtza, and yediya b'sof, which means at some point in time he knew he was tamei, and afterwards he forgot that he was tamei. He thought he was tar. He ate kodshim, and at the end, he reminded himself that he was tame. So the Mishnah says, yediyos hatuma shtayim shein arba. Those yediyos that generate a chiyuv korban olah v'yored because of tuma, whether he ate kodshim or betuma or he went into the mikdash tame, are shtayim. Shtayim means the two that are explicit in the Torah. Shein arba, which means we're going to add another two cases that are derived from a ribui. The Torah says, "Venela mimenu," as we mentioned before, "Vahu tame." That means "Nelma mimenu tumaso v'nichnas l'migdash ochal b'kodshim." So that's two cases where he's chayv a korban that are explicit in the Torah. But then it says, "Venela mimenu v'hu yada v'yashem." That's a ribui to give us two other cases of yedios, which is a case where Tuma'asalo nelma mimenu klal. He doesn't forget about the fact that he's tamei, but nelma mimenu, he doesn't realize that this is the Beis HaMikdash, or that this basar is basar kodesh. And even in these two cases, he's going to be chayv a korban for shogeg, because he entered into the Mikdash betuma, or he ate basar kodshim betuma. But again, not because he had forgotten about his tuma, he was very much aware of his tuma, but what he forgot about was that this is Basar Kodesh, or that this is the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't realize he was entering into the Mikdash Betumah. In those cases, it's a ribui that tells me that he violated Tumas Shogeg, and therefore he brings a karma. And this is also called Shtayim Shein Arba, two that are explicit, and two that are derived from a ribui. The Gemara Masechta Shavuos on Daf Yudalet Amid Beis raises the following question. Why does the Mishnah, the Tanava Mishnah, mention Shtayin Shein Arba, when in truth, in all these different cases, he needs what's called the Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof. So in essence, what he has here is Shmoni Yediyos. There are four scenarios with Shmoni Yediyos, the Yediyah B'Tchila B'Sof in each of the four scenarios. And the Gemara brings two different answers to this question. One answer is that the number Shmona, the Tana writes, Shtayin Shein Arba, only mentioning the Yediyos of Basof, because those last Yediyos is what brings him to violate the Isur of Tumah and to bring a Korban. Or the Gemara says that the number Shmona is on the Yediyos B'Tchila, because that's a particular Chidush. Because B'Kol HaTarku, you don't need a Yediyah B'Tchila to be Chayv a Korban, but here, in the case of Tuma, you need a Yediyah B'Tchila. Now the Mishnah adds another case of Shtayim Shein Arba, by way of introduction, Vayikra Yud Gimel, Adam Kiyev V'Or, B'Soro, Se'esel, Sapachas, or Baheres, V'Hoy B'Or, B'Soro, L'Neget Saras, V'Huvel Aaron HaKohen. So what happens is, he has some sort of, let's call it, for just to be simplistic, a dermatological, a pathological phenomenon. He has got on his skin one of the Nagoyim that are mentioned here in the Torah, and they bring him to the Kohen. The Kohen has to see whether we are dealing with a Negat Saras based on all the conditions that the Torah sets up in the Parsha. And then the Kohen goes ahead, and if he finds that, it discovers that this is indeed a nega, then he's metame the Adam, betumas tzaras, and he has to go chutz l'machne, and there are many other dinim that apply. So the Mishnah now says, maras negoim shnayim shein arba. We're talking about negoim that are metamim betumas tzaras, and there are shnayim. Shnayim means there are two that are explicit in the Torah, because the Torah says, v'hoya v'ar b'saro, Se'es o sapachas. So we have se'es and sapachas. No, actually, let's leave out the word sapachas for a moment. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Let's focus on the word se'es o baheres. And these are two major types of tumas tzaras, se'es and baheres. Shein arba, the Mishnah says, there are another two that are derived from the word sapachas, because the word sapachas means a nisbach. Nisbach means something that's dragged along. It's secondary. And that is what you'd call a tolda. In other words, the avos, the main categories of tumas tzaras, are explicit in the Torah, called se'es and baheres. The word sapachas is indicating that there's something that's a little bit tofel to these great, profound maros, which are called Se'es o baheres, and these are sapachas. And in each one, each case, se'es and baheres, we have a told. We have a told of se'es, which is tofel to se'es, and we have a told of baheres, which is tofel to baheres. The Mishnah in the Goyim goes into great detail about what exactly are the colors, the hues of these four maros. Baheres, which is again explicit in the Torah, that's Levana Kishelig. It's a very, very intense white color. It's Tolda, which is derived from Sapachas, is Levana Kisid. So it's a white color, but it looks like plaster. It's not as white as snow. We always say white as snow. Then we have Se'es. Se'es is kitsemer lavan, it has the color of white wool, and its tolda is kikruma beitza, like the outside membrane that covers an egg. So again, we have two avos that are written explicit in the Torah. Those are full-fledged nigei tzaras, and then we have the word sapachas, which indicates that there are secondary, or toldas, if you will. One tolda is a tolda baheres, and the other tolda is a tolda of se'es. Now we get to the last case in the Mishnah of Shtayim Shein Arba, Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. So now we're ready for the Gemara's Kasha, because Yitzios means Hotzos Mishus L'shus, which are prohibited on Shabbos. Shtayim, two of them, are prohibited by Torah law. And then we have two other Hotzos, which are Asur Midrabbanan, and that gets you Shehein Arba. And again, the Gemara is going to ask in Masechta Shavuos, why is it that the Mishnah there mentions Agav, the Dinei Shavuos, all these other Dinim of Shtayim Shehein Arba. For example, the case of Negoim, or the case of Shabbos, these don't seem to be very relevant to the issue, which is the subject matter of Shavuos. And the Gemara says that this din of Yediyas HaTuma, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is very similar to the din of Shavuos. And in both cases, Yechayv HaKorban Ol V'Yorei. And also, both of them are written in the same parasha in the Torah. So once the Mishnah wanted to mention Yediyas HaTumos, which is written in the same parasha, and is almost a perfect parallel to the case of Shavuos, because you need the Yediyah B'Tchila, and they're both Chayv HaKorban Shavuos V'Ola, the Mishnah already goes on to mention another case of Shtayim Shein Arba. But now we're ready for the Gemara's Kash, after having quoted the Mishnah in Shavuos extensively. Maishna Hocha, why is it that here in our Mishnah, Tani, the Mishnah says, Yitzios HaShamas Shtayim Shein Arba B'Fnim, U'Shtayim Shein Arba B'Chutz, U'Maishna Hosam, in the Mishnah in Shavuos, instead of paralleling what we see here in Shabbos, Tony, it says Shtaim Shein Arba V'Sulo, nothing more than Shtaim Shein Arba. And basically, the kasha of the Gemara is not why the Mishnah in Shavuos didn't write Shtaim Shein Arba V'Fnim Shtaim Shein Arba B'Chutz, because in some of the cases, he would be potter. And that Mishnah is talking about Chiyuvim, not about Pturim. But the kasha of the Gemara is, why does our Mishnah not write it the same way it is in Shavuos, Shtaim Shein Arba, and that would have been sufficient? What compelled the Mishnah to add Shtaim Shein Arba Bifnim and Shtaim Shein Arba Bachutz? Now the Gemara is going to establish that the Mishnah in Shavuos, in terms of Shabbos, is just a grafted Mishnah. It's not the real original. The original subject matter in detail is going to be here in Masechta Shabbos, the opening Mishnah in Shabbos. And that's going to be Shtaim Shein Arba, Shtaim Shein Arba. Masha'en came there in Shavuos, that's already Tofel, that's already secondary. Now, we're going to try to understand what's primary in our Mishnah and what's secondary in our Mishnah. And what's Shtaim Shein Arba in the Mishnah in Shavuos. So the Gemara tries its hand at Ovis and Toldos. Hacha, here in our Mishnah, De'ikar Shabbos. So this is the subject matter on the table. The Mishnah is addressing Shabbos as the first Mishnah in all of Masechta Shabbos. Here the Mishnah is going to give us a lot more details, flesh out that Tani Ovis V'Tani told us, that we have Ovis Malach and Otsah, and those are the cases where the Ani or the Baal Bais is Motzi Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, which means that the Ani stretches into Rishus HaRabim, into Rishus HaYochid, an empty hand, and he removes the object from Rishus HaYochid, takes it out to Rishus HaRabim. Alternatively, the Baal Bais takes an object and stretches his hand out with the object in his hand and gives it to the Ani, and that again is a case of Hotzah. So these are the Ovis of Hotzah. V'Tani told us. Now we get to the told us. The told us is called Hachnasa. Hachnasa means instead of taking it into Rishus HaYochid, we're taking it out of Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. And all told, once you add the toldos, if you're talking about both the Ani and the Baal Bais, you're going to have two cases of Ovos, two cases of toldos, and then we're going to have the Drabonans. We're not up to the Drabonans yet. But Hasan there in the Masechta Shavuos, the Mishnah that you've quoted now, to Lav Ikar Shabbos, that's just like a graft, a tag on, it's not, you know, anything about Shabbos, and that Mishnah in Shavuos is just a tag on. It's not the main thrust in the topic of Shabbos. Avos Tani, told us Lo Tani. Therefore, the Mishnah is going to curtail it, leave out the Toldos, and just focus on the Avos themselves, which means you have two Hotzos from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, for which you'll be Chayev. And that would mean that in one case, you are standing bifnim, in the other case, you're standing outside, or you're going to have two different malachos, or scenarios, more meticulous, of hotzah, which is arba, which includes another two hotzahs, for which you're potter, where you did only chatzi malacha. And that's going to be the Mishnah in Shavuos. So Shtaim Shein Arba means there are two Chiyuvim of Hotzah. And then there are two Chiyuvim which are Chatzim Malachas. And they're Drabanan or perhaps even Mutter. Now, if we go on to the case of Maris Negoyim, the Tana is mentioning not only Ovis, but Toldos, right? We spoke about the Toldo of Seis, the Toldo of Baharis. Why is it that since Masechta Shavuos is not dealing with Negoyim, and yet we do write and include Toldos of Negoyim, you're telling me we don't include Toldos of Malach HaShabbos because this mission is in Shavuos, it's not in Shabbos. So this is Tosos Akasha, Dira Maskel Hasam. And Tosfos gives one answer here. He asks the same kashin Shavuos. It offers another answer. And basically, he writes towards the end of the Tosfos, Makshal Hiksha, the Lisnei Hacha Hosom ki hacha came in the yoda to dumia demaros negoyim kintoni. So that's the dumia demaros negoyim. And what we're talking about in dumia demaros negoyim, if you take a look a little bit earlier in Tosfos, Tosfos says hosom at the end of the first skinny lines. Vintor maros negoyim toni avos vitoldos. Kifarsh b'shvuos shein arba, which is seis vitoldos baheres. I'm sorry, seis v'toldos, no, and baheres v'toldos, so afa pi, dosam lav ikar, lak ikar negoyim hu, yishlom to odomi, the toldos negoyim, ksive, the toldos shavas lo ksive. Okay, this is an answer to Tosfos that has to be understood. So we'll include toldos and maris negoyim because those are written in the Torah, because it says sapachas, but toldos of Shabbos are nowhere in the Torah. So the Gemara says the following. I don't understand. Avos my new Yitzios. Yitzios Trehavyan. So there are only two Yitzios. In other words, we don't understand what's the Shehina Arba. Because you have the Yitzio of the Ani, when he puts an empty hand and takes out something from the hand of the Balabais. We have the Yitzio of the Balabais when he takes something in his hand and gives it over to the Ani outside. Those are two Yitzios, but the Tana in Shavuos says Shehein Arba. Mechite, what are you going to tell me? That Mehen Lechiyuv and Mehen Liftur, meaning that the two Yitzios are Doraisa, and the other two, Shehein Arba, are Darabona. So you have two Yitzios that are Machai V'chatos, and there are two that are Potter from V'chatos, because the person who took out the object from Rishus HaYochid out into Rishus HaRabim, which is called Hotzah, he only did the Akira. He didn't do the Anocha. So the question is, what do you demaris negoyim ktani? Meaning, in one breath, the Mishnah codifies both maris negoyim and Yitzias HaShavs. Now, in maris negoyim, the Shein Arba, which includes under Sapachas, the toldos of Se'es and Baheres, Ma Hosam Kul Chiyuv. In all cases, all the four Negoim cases, you're all Chayuv. Again, if you enter into the Beis HaMikdash or Yud Kodshin, is Af Hocha, then by process of analogy, we should say the same thing here. Kulo b'chiyuva, the Yitzias HaShavas should be four cases that you're chayev. And you're telling me it's two cases that you're chayev and two cases that might be osur d'rabbanan, but fundamentally they're potter. So where's the dumya? There doesn't seem to be a similarity between maris negoyim. You're not applying the same rules and regulations that you do in maris negoyim to Shabbos and Hotzah. El Amar Rav Papas, Rav Papas says, no, let's offer a different chiluk. Hacha de ikar Shabbos utani chiyuve upture, hasam de lav ikar Shabbos u, chiyuve tani, upture lo tani. So when we deal with ikar Shabbos, he wants to mention the chiyuvim and the pturim. The Tan is going to tell us the two chiyuvim of motzi, when the malacha was done completely by one person, and the Mishnah here in Ikar, which is here in Masechet Shabbos, is going to go beyond that and teach me about those who are pturim min haTorah, because they're asur min rabbana. And that would be a case where they each did chatzi malacha. And that gives you arba li'omed bifnim, v'arba li'omed bachutz. So it's shtayim shein arba, shtayim shein arba. There's one shtayim, which is the oni, the other shtayim is the bal bayis, and shein arba, we're going to add the violations of an iser derabbanan, when someone, for example, is standing bifnim, and he performs the Akiris HaChefetz, let's talk about the Ashir, and the rest of the Malacha, after the Osher or the Baal Bais puts the object into the hands of the Motzi is in violation of Meleches Hotzah. He's the one who carries it out into Rishus HaRabim. So that's called Ikar Shabbos. Ikar Shabbos means Tani Chiyuve Upture. The Chiyuve is where one individual does the entire Melech of Hotzah, and the additional Shtayim is going to be where the Hotzah is not complete. It was part of the Hotzah. Let's say it was an Akira without a Hanocha. Gemara is assuming, which the Gemara is going to backtrack on this, that Shtayim Shein Arba means there are two Hotzos on the part of the Omed Bifnim, two Hotzos on the part of the Omed Bachutz, and they both are Hotzos for a violation of Doraisa. And then in each one, if he does half of Malachas Hotzah, there are another two scenarios, and that's the Shein Arba. But Hasam, in Shavuos, where the Mishnah of Shabbos is just brought in through the side door, the Lavikar Shabbos, who is Chiyuve Tani Upture Lo Tani. So it's enough to write Shtayim Shein Arba, and that would include just the Chiyuve. We're leaving out, completely omitting the Pture. So the Gemara points out now that that doesn't really calculate well. It's not going to give us the Cheshbon, because again, we're assuming that the word Yitzios means Hotzah Mirshus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking about Hachnosos, where you go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara asks, Chiyuve Maininu Yitzios, if that's what the Mishnah has in mind, just Yitzios, taking it from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, is Yitzios Tarte Havyan? There are only two scenarios in which you could be Chayev for Hotzah. One is the Ani, who takes something from the Baal Bayis and takes it out into Rishus HaRabim, and the other is where the Baal Bayis himself stretches his arm out and gives it to the Ani, which means that it's going from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. That's called Hotzos. But how do you come up with Shtayim Shehin Arba? What do you mean Shtayim Shehin Arba? You're not dealing with the Rabbonons. So where's the Shtayim Shehin Arba? So the Gemara now is forced to assume that even the Mishnah in Shavuos is not limited to a discussion about Hotzos when it goes from Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, but Elgam Hachnosos, where it's going from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Now we can begin to understand Shtayim Shehin Arba, because there could be Shtayim de'otzah u'shtayim de'hachnosah. Right? There are two categories of Chiyuv Shabbos in Meleches Hotzah. One is when you take it from a Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, and one is when you take it from outside in the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. But we're going to be consistent with the Man D'Omer that says that we're talking about two scenarios of Meleches Hotzah. One is Hotzah, one is Achnasa. And therefore, each one, the Baal Bayis and the Ani, have two shots at violating a complete Melacha of Shabbos. Each one, the Ani and the Asher, can violate both Hotzah and Achnasa. And if that be the case, Shtayim Dotso, Shtayim Dachnasa, there are four violations of the Melacha Doraisa, if you take the Ani and the Baal Bayis into consideration. And they're all four Doraisa. But one is called Hotso when you take it from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. One is called Hachnasa when you take it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So there are four different scenarios. The Gemara doesn't think that that's appropriate to interpret the Mishnah in that way, because Yitzios Kintani. The Mishnah uses the word Yitzios Shabbos. And Yitzios is not Hachnosos. Yitzios means to take it out from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara answers Omar Rav Ashi. The Mishnah is talking about Hachnosos as well as Yitzios. But Tana Hachnosa Nami Otsa Korile. In other words, this terminology, this sprach of Yitzios is a general all-inclusive word that includes not just Yitzios, but also Hachnosos. So Rav Ashi is going with what we said before, that the Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about Shtayim Dehotso, Shtayim Dehachnoso, which means that you have Shtayim of Hotso, the Oni and the Oshir, you have Shtayim of Hachnoso, the Oni and the Oshir. Ah, you'll ask me, but the Mishnah says Yitzios, so Rav Ashi says that the Tana calls Hachnoso Hotso. And basically saying that there's no fundamental difference between Hotso and Achnosa, they're all accomplishing the same goal, and they all come under the generic term Yitzios. Now the Gemara asks the following, Mimai, can you bring a proof to support Rav Ashi? And that means that we find in the Mishnayos that the word Hotso is all-inclusive, and it includes Achnosa as well. And the answer is, we can prove this from a Mishnah in Paraklal Gadol, Misnan Hamotzi Mirshus L'Shus Chayav. When the Mishnah enumerates all the 39 Malachas and it identifies one Malachas, Hotza, it says Hamotzi Mirshus L'Shus. Now, Motzi Mirshus L'Shus seems to indicate Mirshus L'Shus, that he's going in either direction. So we're talking about either Hachnasa or Hotza. In defining the Mishnah, in defining the Malach and the Mishnah, it's safe to assume that the Mishnah is including both Hachnosa and Hotza, and yet the Mishnah utilizes the terminology Hamotzim Rishus Lushus. It says Mi Rishus Lushus. It doesn't indicate one direction as opposed to the other. In the Gemara's language, Milo Askinon Tekoma Ayil Rishus Aram Lushus HaYochid, which is called Hachnosa. He takes it Ma'ayel means into the Rishus HaRam from the Rishus HaYochid, and that's Meleches Hachnosa. There's no question that's included in Motzim Rishus HaShus. That's not Chayev any less. That's not less Chayev than a case where he takes it from Rishus HaYochid and takes it out into Rishus HaRam. And yet, V'kakarile, the Tana calls it Hotza. So you see that the word Hotza, and we thought this was indicated also by Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta, at the beginning of the Mishnah. Hotza is a generic term that includes both Hachnosa and Hotza. And that gives us the green light to say that the Mishnah in Shavuos, when it says Shtayim Shein Arba, even though it uses the word Yitzios, it's referring to both Hachnosa and Hotza. And if it's referring to both Hachnos Vatsa, then each of the two, whether it's the Ani or the Ashir, they could both have a Meleches Hotza, and they could both have Meleches Hachnosa, and that would justify Shtayim Shein Arba. Again, our Mishnah here, which is Iker Shabbos, is going to indicate not only the Chiyuvim, but it's going to have another Shtayim Shein Arba, because it's going to introduce also those cases of Chatzi Melech, where you're only Chayav for a violation of a Drabbana. V'taymamai, what does it mean that the Mishnah uses one generic term to define a malach that has two parts to it, a nav and a tol, that has hotzon, has hachnos? So the answer is, says the Gemara, kol akiras chefetz mum komo. In other words, once you have an akira, which means you're picking it up for the purpose of havaras reshuyos, it doesn't matter where the havaras reshuyos is, it just means that you start with an akira in one reshus, you end with anoch in another reshus. Whether it's in Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYochid is irrelevant, because in both cases, Tana Hotza Korile. And that means that we define that which is basic or bare bones or common to both Hachnosa and Hotza, and that means it is an Akiris Chefetz Mimkomo, in which you're taking the Chefetz out of one Makom and you're placing it down in a different Makom, from one Rishus to the other Rishus. So we can call every single Hotza Hachnos as well, Tosfos Yonta points out, because the Chefetz is also going inside. But the Mishnah chose Hotzas. Amar Ravina. Ravina adds the following point, Masnisa Nami Deka. Even our Mishnah is very meticulous, very deliberate. and you can see that Hachnos is called Hotsa. The Ketani Yitzias HaShabbos, Ukumafarish Hachnosa Liyata. The first case of all the different scenarios that the Tana mentions is Poshar Ha'onias Yadu Lifnim V'Nosa L'Tok Yadu Shel Baal HaBayis. That itself is called Hachnosa. And yet, that's an interpretation of Yitzias. Shema Minah. We see clearly that in Tanaic nomenclature, the word Yitzios is a term that's used for Hachnos as well. Rava now wants to explain the word Yitzios in a slightly different way. Rava Omar, we're not going to say that Yitzios HaShavis means Hotzos HaChefetz Mimkomo in any different direction, but rather both in the Mishnah here and in the Mishnah in Shavuos, Rishuyos Katani. When it says the word Yitzios, it means Rishuyos, which means Rishuyos HaShavis Shtayim. There are two Rishuyos in Shabbos. One is a Rishus HaYoch and the other Rishus HaRabim. And when you carry the Chefetz from one of these Rishuyos to the other, then there's Arba, the different four different scenarios in which you can violate that Isur. And that's for the Omei Bifnim, meaning the Baal HaBayis who's in the Rishus HaYochid. The Oda, now we have an addition for four violations in the case of an Omei B'chutz. So we understand that the word Yitzios refers to Rishuyos. And if it does, then it makes sense that the first case that the Tana picks up, the scenario is going to be a Hachnasa when the Oni puts the object into the Rishus HaYochid. Now, our Mishnah in Yitzias Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz has a total number of 8 different scenarios. 2, 4, 2, 4, which means a total of 8. And the Gemara is very perturbed by this, because if you actually calculate all the different Ani V'Baal HaBayis in the scenarios that we have, we really have a much larger number, as we'll try to explain as we go along. Omar Le, Rav Masna, turns to Abaye and he says the following. I don't get it. Hotamni Havyan? Is the Mishnah correct by calculating all told 8 violations of Meleches Hotzah? Tarte Srei Havyan? There are 12 violations before, in addition to the 4 of Chiyuv, which is at the beginning of the Mishnah. That means the 2 chiyuvim of an ani, when he's motzi or machtis, the 2 chiyuvim of Baal HaBayis when he's motzi or machtis. In addition to that, there's another part of the Mishnah which says, Shein Arba. And the Shein Arba is not adding another 2 scenarios, such that we can add it all together, Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba, and arrive at the number 8, but rather there are 4 possibilities. And we're going to have Shtayim Shein Arba, which will mean that we have 8 plus 4, because you have the 4 of the Shtayim Shtayim, correct, which are the Doraisas of Achnos and Hotzah for both the Oni and the Baal HaBayis, so that gives you 4. And then What you have in addition, and now we're talking more about the Darabonans, an incomplete malacha, is you're going to have 8 different chiyuvim on a Darabonan level. Sum total, if you add the 4 Dorais and the 8 Darabonan, you end up with the number 12. And nowhere does the Mishnah indicate that you have the number 12. It seems like you're adding Shehein Arba is 4 plus 4 is 8. So to summarize Rav Masna's kasha, we could say the following. There are 4 scenarios of a complete chiyuv for a malacha shlema. And when you take those 4 scenarios, you'll have 2 for the Baal HaBayis, 2 for the Ashir. In each case, you have a hotzav and achnosa. So the Ani is chayv hotzav and achnosa, and the Baal HaBayis likewise. So you have a total of 4. But now, when you get to the half malachos, where there are 2 participants, you're going to have 8 cases in the which we call the second part of the Mishnah, which is the Shehein Arba. Why? Because you're going to have 4 scenarios for two Bnei Adam, and that's going to give you 4 times 2 is 8. We're going to have a Ze Oker v'Ze Miniach, each one does half the Melacha. We'll have 2 in the case of Hotzah, 2 in the case of Hachnasa, and you have 2 participants, each one is going to be Chayav. Again, if in the Reish of the Mishnah, when we talk about Shtayim and Shtayim, one person does a solo malach, so there's only 4 all told. But in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we have another 4 scenarios. You really have to multiply it by 2, because you have 2 people participating together as a partnership in a malach. This one is the Oker, and this one is the Meniach. If you can come up with 4 such scenarios, because again, those are 4 scenarios that parallel the 4 Doraises, those scenarios that were a complete malachas, so we can have 4 scenarios where there's a shituf, a partnership of both the usher and the ani. Well, that's going to give you 8, because each person, you're always counting the usher and the ani. If you're counting the usher and the ani in another 4 scenarios, you're going to have to add 8. And again, keep in mind that only applies to the sefer where we had a partnership in the malach. In the ratio where one individual did the entire malach, so the sach hakol is going to be 4. But we're going to double that number in the sefer. So Abaye tries to answer Rav Masna. Ulitaymech, if you think we should calculate, according to your logic, all the pturim, which means both, you know, in a partnership, we should mention and count both the Oker and the Meniach, each one is equally, so to speak, Chayav, is then Shitzrei Havyan. The real number comes out to be 16. I mean, why are you only asking about 12? It should really be 16. Why? Because even in the cases of Chiyuv, even in the case of Chiyuv, which let's say, for example, the Ani does the entire Malach himself, and that could be either Hotzah or Achnasa, and the Baal Bayis is Potur, or for example, the 2 cases of Chiyuv where the Baal Bayis is Chayav, is in that case, the other party is going to be Potur. Why not calculate the other party's Potur as well? And that would jack up the number to 16. Now, I'm not sure exactly why Abaye is not sensitive to the distinction over here. In the ratio, when you're talking about Peturim, there's no need, no logical, compelling reason to calculate the Peturim who are totally passive. Whereas in the Sefer, we're going to calculate both Potrim, meaning both Peturim of the 2 partners, Ze'okev and Zemeniah. Anyway, I think that's more or less what Rav Masna is answering to Abaye. I just don't understand the Havmin of Abaye. Amalei, Rav Masna turns to Abaye in response. He says, Holo Kasha, Bishlema. And here we go on to Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Bava Dereisha. I understand why in the Bava Dereisha we're not going to calculate the Peturim, those who are potter. For example, let's say the Ani does the entire Malach, and he drops the object into the hands of the Baal Bayis, who's the Baal Bayis in this case is totally passive. Why? Says the Gemara, that's potter mutter. There was nothing usser at all, even on the Rabbana level, on the part of the Baal Bayis. He was totally passive. His lokatani, it's not going to be calculated in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah wants to calculate those cases that are Chayav Chatas, in those cases are Potur, but if you had asked, could he be allowed to do it L'chatchila B'mezid, not in the case of B'dievid B'shogi, but in a Mezid case, for sure it would be awesome. That's in the Bava the Sefer, because the whole purpose of the Sefer, or formulating the 4 scenarios in the Sefer, is where these Ani was Oken the Baal Bayis Meniach, or the opposite, Zeoken the Meniach. Each one is violating an Issa Drabana because he participated in a major chunk of Meleches Hotzah. Admittedly, he's not Chayev because it's a partnership. None of the 2 partners are Chayev because that's Shnaim Shasua. But nevertheless, each one on a Drabana level participated in what ended up culminating in Meleches Hotzah. But in the Reisha, the other party was totally passive. So the Ani did the active placing the object into the hands of the Baal HaBayis, or the reverse, vice versa. Those are what we call patur umutar. So therefore, Bava de Sefer, the Potter Aval Asur, that's not Potter Mutter, because the Zezel, Kivaz Neminiach, they both participated in the Malacha. Is that something that has to be calculated? And the Gemara writes, Kasha. Notice, we really don't have an answer to the question of Rav Masna about the number 12, meaning that in the Sefer, with the Zezel, Kivaz Neminiach, we should have another 8 calculating. Again, we're not going to go beyond the 8 because the 4 in the Reisha are Potur Mutter, but in the Sefer, when we're talking about Potur V'yosim and Rabbanon, then we really have 8. 8 plus 4 is 12, and yet the Mishnah only calculates 8. Now, hopefully we're going to come back and answer this question, but the Gemara sort of goes into a digression, meaning, are you really serious when you interpreted the Mishnah in the Reisha as referring to Potter, that's Potter Mutter? That violates a rule of Shmuel, which Amir Tzem will talk about in the next year, that whenever the Mishnah uses the word Potter, it means Potter Avalasa. Potter means you violated Rabbanon, and you're not Chayv Doraisa. So when we look at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, "Ani omid b'chutz baal bais b'fnei poshtiyah." It says, "Ani chayv baal bais potter." We should assume that the word potter means potter aval osur, and he violated drabana. So that's going to be the bit of a digression here as to smoothing out this problem that the word potter in the ratio of the Mishnah means potter mutter, which is an interpretation or a translation that undermines the general rule of Shmuel. And then we'll come back to our original question, which was the question of Rav Masna: why does the Mishnah calculate only 8 possibilities in Hotzah and not 12 possibilities in Hotzah? That'll be Mitzvah in the next Shia. Now, so let's just make a note where we got up to. We're going to say that Va'amar Shmuel on Daf Gimel and Aleph, the third line.